I've tried them. I know my dad used to get wild hogs. He had wild hogs. Mm-hmm. And that meat wasn't as good. Mm-hmm. It didn't taste like a tame hog. But you can raise them old razorbacks yourself, and they're not wild.
They look different from the other hogs.
They look different. But I tell you one thing, they'll make their living better than them other fine breeds will.
How's that?
They got them long nose.
Uh-huh.
And they hunt their living, they root it.
Yeah.
Things out of the ground. You might have right, they used to go loose in the swamp. I was raised on a swamp, I know. And boy, you can fatten one of them and you got some good meat.
Yeah. Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth and they're getting hungry. And say you had to go out and feed the...
I say I had to go feed them.
Feed the what?
Feed the animals.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word critters or stock or...
Not quitted, but stock.
Uh-huh.
That's what I always said.
What if you're talking about, say, hens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to go feed the...
Feed the fowls.
Uh-huh. And if it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it's...
It's time to feed the flock and...
The stock. If it's time to feed all your animals and do the work, you say that it's...
It's time for time to go feed them.
Did you say it's chore time or feeding time or fodder?
Oh, I know what you mean now. It's feeding time, is what I always said.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
A cat?
A calf.
Oh, it bleats.
Uh-huh. What about a cow? What is she?
Low.
What about a horse?
He a nicker.
Uh-huh. And... How would you call a cow to get her to come in out of the pasture?
Well, the only way ever I call them is say, coy, coy, coy. And they'll come.
Go do it like you're
just call them, say, coy, coy, coy. Good call them. They'll come too.
Uh-huh. What about a calf?
Suke, suke. That's what we train on.
And what do you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you milk her? Get her to stand still so you can milk her.
Well, generally, when you first break them, some of them will feed them, let them eat while you're milking them.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, if you don't, it's the way you break them. Now, that's the way the thing just do it. But if you break one to stand still without feeding them, they'll stand.
Is there anything you tell her to make her to stand still?
I don't know about that.
Do you ever say saw or
gracious. Yeah, that's what you say, saw now.
Uh-huh.
So, and they'll do it then.
How do you get her to move her leg back?
Tell her back her leg, push on her hip.
Uh-huh.
That's what you tell her.
And how would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
Call him by the name and say, come in. It's all ever I said.
What do you say to him to make him turn left and right?
G and ha.
Uh-huh. Which is which?
Uh-huh.
Which is which, do you remember?
G's to the right, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
And half to the left. I plied them anyone I know.
What about to get them started? You tell them?
Get up.
And to stop
you can say get up or come up. It don't make any difference.
And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to make them back up?
Back up.
And how do you call sheep?
Sheep?
Uh-huh.
Now, never was around no sheep because I never called one in my life.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs?
Piggy, piggy, piggy. Ooh, ooh. You can train them to come any way you call them. I know my dad used to feed me. He was on that swamp, and he'd call them hogs, and would be none other hog in that swamp would come with his shoots.
Go ahead and call it like you're calling one.
It's, ooh, pig, pig, ooh, ooh. Just call it that way, and they'll come.
What about chickens?
Tick, 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 tick. Boy, they'll come.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that word, chick, they're coming.